It's remarkable how an endeavor like this would seem to be so completely separated from your musical studies.
Well, I think that there is. I think that there are various interconnections. There are bound to be connections, of course, in all one's fields of interest, and they may be more apparent to other people than they are to oneself. But I'm essentially, I think, a sort of small-scale student of the small-scale motif, the image or the motif in music and the image in poetry. Mm. And at the same time concerned, perhaps for that very reason, though I haven't thought about it, with the union of words and music, the actual point or root where these two great disciplines intermingle, mate and marry and produce interesting offspring. So words and, once you've said words and music, you've said leader, okay, which I'm mainly interested in and began as a student of, and the nearest thing for words and music almost simultaneously within the one discipline is Shakespeare. And besides, that's every Englishman thinks of Shakespeare studies as a natural birthright, so one turns instinctively to that.